This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
The Windrush Story.
Hi, I'm Yolanda, and in this series, we're celebrating the Windrush generation, courageous immigrants from the Caribbean who came to Britain to help rebuild after the Second World War. Today, we're getting a taste of an important part of Caribbean culture, the food. So let's dive in. Food from the Caribbean is a fusion of cuisines from a wide range of places. There's influences from Africa, America, Europe, India, and Asia. Over the centuries, travellers brought new ingredients and recipes from their homes. In the 15th century, during the voyages of Christopher Columbus, the Spanish introduced a variety of ingredients from Europe, including chickpeas, coriander, aubergines, onions, and garlic. Ingredients that are common in most island dishes are rice, plantain, beans, cassava, cilantro, bell peppers, chickpeas, tomatoes, sweet potatoes, and coconut, and any of the various meats that are locally available, like goat, beef, poultry, pork, and fish. A characteristic Caribbean seasoning is a green herb and oil-based marinade called sofrito, which contains things like garlic, onions, Scotch bonnet peppers, celery, green onions, and herbs like coriander, Mexican mint, chives, marjoram, rosemary, tarragon, and thyme. This green seasoning is used for a variety of dishes like curries, stews, and roasted meats. I'm getting hungry just describing it. Each island has its favourite flavours and traditions with the food they enjoy, just like Britain has Yorkshire puddings and Cornish pasties. For example, a version of goat stew is really popular in Montserrat and St Kitts and Nevis, and ackee and saltfish is a dish that's popular in Jamaica. Here in the UK, Caribbean cuisine isn't just enjoyed in the Caribbean homes and communities. In fact, there's one dish in particular that you'll find in almost every city in the UK: jerk chicken. Now, with the perfect jerk chicken, it's all in the marinade. You mix a bunch of delicious ingredients such as spring onions, ginger, garlic, onion, Scotch bonnet chilies, dried thyme, lime juice, soy sauce, vegetable oil, brown sugar, and ground allspice to make a puree. And the key is to let it marinate on the chicken overnight. It's delicious when cooked on a smoky grill and often served with rice and peas. Delicious. It's become so popular that the burger chain McDonald's released a jerk chicken sandwich. But Caribbean influences aren't just for family favourites like that. A Creole-influenced restaurant in London called Louis was mentioned in the Michelin Guide in 2022, meaning it's one of the best in the country. And rice and peas might sound simple, but the Caribbean version is a meal in itself. This deceptively simple dish is a savory mix of flavors that include tomatoes, garlic, peppers, and more. Baked until the rich scents fill the kitchen, everyone thinks the version their mum cooks is the best. You can see that British culture has been hugely enriched by influences from the Caribbean, largely thanks to the generation of migrants who came from the islands over 70 years ago to help rebuild Britain after the Second World War. We asked you to tell us your family's Windrush stories or to share your thoughts about these historic events. Let's hear what you had to say.
Hi, I'm Adanya.
Hi, everyone. I'm Julia, and my dad, Adanya's grandfather, is a member of the Windrush generation. There was always at least one shop that had some West Indian food, and everybody would go to that shop, and the women would always examine the yam or the plantain. And then I remember when my mum sent me, I didn't know what to look for, but I thought, well, let me examine it. And I had no idea what I was examining it for, but I'd look as though I knew what I was doing. I'll take that one. That one looks good. I had no idea. But, yeah, so my mum would cook a separate meal for my dad because he liked his West Indian food.
Yeah.
Whereas I liked more chips.
Yes, that's where I get it from, Benny.
Yeah.
I guess because there's more option now, they do both. And they don't just do West Indian food, they do all country food, because it's not just one race that lives in England. or just London, is that all different countries have came together, so you get all different food types now. So while I might like fish and chips, the original English food, I also like my patty, rice and peas, plantain, and I also like a curry and noodles. So, you know, you get a lot of different flavoured foods when you come to England and London, because you get all the different cultures coming together.
How amazing is that? You can see how important it is that we celebrate the Windrush generation and learn about their experiences and the contribution they made to our country, so we can properly honour their achievements. Next time, we'll be learning more about Windrush Day today and how this important date on the calendar became a focus for our celebration of this iconic generation.
The Windrush Story, with support from the Windrush Day Grant Scheme. Find out more at funkidslive.com/windrush.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.